Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now I will ask the questions. So, let's see. I thank you. It was very interesting to see such a project going forward and bringing us a better mobile future out of corporate hell. So, do you people understand me? Am I online with? Just listening to the radio. I should be online. Yes, people hear me. So, first question from Joshua. For UI and apps, is there a shell like GNOME, KDE, XFCE, LXD on desktop, or mostly programs from external sources? I guess he's asking if there's some kind of desktop environment you're using on Memo Leste. I thought it was using some. It had its own name. This whole thing is one big desktop environment. He's saying that we maintain our own desktop environment and we have separate programs that interface with each other through APIs over Dbus. So this also relates to another question which was given by Evil Bob, or just a remark. He's saying SXMO could be interesting. SXMO is this suckless thing which is tabbed, and DWM, which I think it is replaceable, but it was just a remark. So we have different options. This makes it interesting to try out what you like instead of having being forced to Android apps. So the next, Parasite is saying, yes, XXMO is very interesting, but I didn't mention it because it only works on Python, so it's kind of niche. Yep. And Evilbob says, I think both it's interesting. So next to the next question, Joshua is asking, does using the mainline kernel mean you have to upstream everything, require higher quality code so that it gets accepted maybe? I think that's related to if you have the same state like Android where you maintain your own kernel and then it gets incompatible over time. I guess that's what the question is about. Because that's one of the problems of the Android derivatives. When you have some old phone, it is not compatible anymore because they made only one static image. Parasite says, yes, with mainlining effort, we always try to upstream the code to Linux, and we manage to do this actively. Every few months, it is possible to get in the release, which means that others can reuse it, and the kernel doesn't get outdated because of one Chinese patch used somewhere. Very good, very good, very good. Parasite's also saying we maintain patches and post them on the mailing list and people comment fix them. No. So, next question. Linguinixtix is asking, do you know of any news on the status of the Hella phone, the Inferno Plan 9 mobile OS? Have you heard of it? Because there was an effort to make Plan 9. There's someone who joined Bedroshi N. No, sorry. First time I hear about it. I don't think there is a link. It was a bit of a hidden project. Telephone Plan 9. But it was abandoned. There's I'm sending you a link. So they did a real nice abstraction of Plan 9 for the whole phone. Like, you have the / phone file system where you send an easy, hang up or answer command, which is just text. Yeah? He says, yeah, cool, check it out. So next thing is, Joshua was asking when we were talking about the when talking about the hardware, if you also have, if there's any work to replace modem, baseband with open source, and INJ is asking at the same time Bluetooth. How about the support? How about the hardware? Talked about having current backend. So Parasite, is there open source that we have a complete open stack with open? Parasite say modem and Bluetooth support is often proprietary and manufacturers only share data sheets to vendors. Yeah, I think something has to be done to make it open, like some standard modem with open source, like we had in other projects. It's always the same. You people don't defend against opening, and then somewhere someone comes, reverses it, and then people keep to it to save on production costs. Parasite is saying we have an issue that few people are working on open source hardware because it's not a good economic model. Yes, the upfront costs are a bit high and the production is a problem, but maybe with the recession we will have cheaper producers which are more open to different models. So I have to spend a lot of money on very little gain, unlike software development. Open source is easier, lower upfront costs. So then we have another question. INJ is asking, wouldn't it be better to also switch to Wayland completely for future proofing? So actually the Wayland discussion is a bit complex, really complex, because Wayland is more a big hipster project, but sadly people are falling for the hipster. He's saying there's no plan to switch to Wayland yet. Yeah, I think the porting is complex, and imagine what you lose with X11. This is the big discussion between X11 and Wayland. X11 has old features like screening over SSH and so on, and the Wayland people say no, we don't need this because we don't use this. Ignorance. It's like the systemd ignorance. Yeah, he's also saying Parasite that they are very much integrated with Xorg and it would take years to port everything over. Plus you lose out on a lot of features. Yes. That's why, for example, in my practice I'm using X11, because that's the way how I use the practice software on many machines. Wayland wouldn't give me that. I would have to install it and use it like in the Windows way of licenses or whatever. Then someone called Imperfect is coming in. He is maybe asking something. I think it says when WEN token, sir, please. Either he is asking for bitcoins or he's asking for something else, but he's also congratulating for the great work with MeMo and appreciates it. And Parasite's asking or answering in 2 weeks, trademark, he will get some bitcoins. Okay, it must be some internal thing or maybe some hotel room where they will meet for bitcoins or whatever. Have fun. So then I have two questions, Parasite, related. When will you have iPhone support for Memo Lester? So people can hipster on their iPhone. Probably never. And then next thing, because you were talking about GitHub and push requests or pull requests, the FLAA agreement. When will MemoLester use the VLA agreement from Bitreich? MemoLester has no cock, but FLAA, how about FLAA? In MemoLester, you are a human. But FLAA is about eating. This is human. Okay. Ah, you don't get it. Just copy it over, because FLA is the new movement. Everyone has to sign a FLA agreement. Okay, thank you very much again, what a good work, and for telling us every year how development's going further. But you didn't show the games. There was some screenshots you were showing of all kind of different games ported over because someone made SDL available. Because you have more game support than anything else. Okay. Parasite. Yeah, Memolester Gaming. So people there, see, it's really interesting to get Memolester running somewhere, even if it's just a virtual machine. You have so many games to try out and show everyone. It's multi-purpose. You can run it on bigger. It's so nice. And since it's plain Linux instead of Android, you can port something over just by running compile because the libraries are available. So this is the nice thing, which... So Solene is asking, okay, thank you very much. Now we are preparing, any other questions? No.